It's time to pick that lawn up by the bootstraps with a healthy dose of Rosie on the House. Get all the advice you could want from the Harper Nursery Boys by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
In studio with us, as always, John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery and Cheryl Gore, Executive Director of Arizona Nursery Association at plant-something.org. A website we'll get to here in just a moment after we take Jay in Phoenix, who's called in, wants to know about a particular type of what? Well, is this a fruit? Is it a vegetable? Hello? Is it a... Yes, hello? Sir.
Yeah, we're hearing you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I have a question regarding the mangoes. How well they do in Arizona, and what's a good time to plant those mangoes?
Well, you know, my brother Jeff always says if something did really well here, you'd see lots of them.
That's a good
and,
point.
And you see lots of citrus, and you see a fair amount of, you know, peaches and pecans and different fruit trees, but you sure don't see very many mangoes. And that's because this is not the kind of environment they are really accustomed to or do well here. That being said, there are people that grow them here. There is a rare fruit society here that you can contact. By generally calling the Valley Garden Center, and they could probably put you in touch with the Rare Fruit Society guys. There is a little nursery here in town called Tropical Mango Nursery.
And Alex is really very helpful. He'll spend all day talking to you. You gotta want it though. He's out in Apache Junction now.
Okay, he's moved two or three times. So Apache Junction, and he has a lot of mangoes, papayas, you know, rare varieties.
Things
of
you've
things.
Never even heard of.
Yeah, and so. If you're willing to work really hard at it, you can probably grow about anything here. So I learned the hard way by telling somebody they couldn't grow something here one time. So I never say that again because they'll prove me wrong. But, you know, there is a list on the Plant Something website.
Yeah, go to
plant, so.
plant-something.org, and then you put in your zip code. It, as Jay said, it started in Arizona, but now it's a national campaign. We're slowly moving throughout the United States and the province of British Columbia. So if you go to plant-something.org, simply plug in your zip code. If you're here in Arizona, it'll take you to the Arizona site then, and there's a list of Arizona-friendly plants that you can access through there. Maybe find the one that's right for your yard.
And what would be comparable to a mango? Like I said, is it a fruit? Is it a... what is it?
Well, it's a fruit.
Okay.
You know, papayas, mangoes, you know, that are very tropical.
Pomegranate?
Well, I don't think pomegranate's
tropical.
Like anything. It's certainly pomegranate's more Mediterranean. You know, pomegranate's mentioned in the Bible, so it comes from, you know, the Middle East, which is probably more like our climate than almost any place in the world. So figs and pomegranates do very, very well here. Citrus obviously does very, very well here. But when you start talking mangoes and papayas, those are, you know, Hawaii and Central America and very tropical.
The amount of effort you would have to put into it probably make the price of that mango, you know, $5 of fruit or something.
Well, you never want to try and grow a vegetable garden or something for the economic reasons of growing it, because I'm sure you can buy all of that stuff much more economically than you can grow it. It would be somebody that wants a mango or something like that. It's more of a hobby or for the uniqueness. It'd be like, you know, raising exotic fish or something. So,
Jay, we appreciate the call. If your heart's set on that Tropic Mango or on that mango, it's Tropic Nursery?
Tropico Mango.
But Alex's place out in Apache Junction,
Tropico Mango.
Mango is the name of the, okay. There you go. KJ on citrus, back on citrus, popular this morning at 1-888-767-4348. Go ahead, KJ.
Good morning. I was trimming a couple of grapefruit trees yesterday, cutting the deadwood out, and I found that it had a grapefruit bore, boring through the middle of the limbs.
Okay.
Are you familiar with this?
Well, I'm familiar with borers, sure.
Yeah, it's about 2 inches long. It was white, looked like a sea monster.
Okay, you actually found the borer itself. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. You got him out of there.
Yeah, well, one. You know,
uh-huh,
I
cut right
through another one, so are there more in there? How do I treat this tree?
Yeah, probably. Start pruning that dead wood and, you'll see, you know, you'll cut through the branch. It'll be hollow in the middle, right?
Yeah, that's done.
So just kind of keep going down, down, down till you get ahead of it, hopefully.
Okay, so there's nothing to put in the ground to systemic treatment?
There is. You certainly probably don't want to use it on a fruit-producing tree unless you're willing to, you know, give up that fruit for a while or wait until the fruit is all picked.
Sure.
If, you know, because it will get in your fruit.
Okay.
And that's probably about the only halfway reasonable way of attacking a borer in a big tree like that, because you're never going to be able to spray it, and you probably will never be able to get it pruned all the way out. Although it depends on how advanced they are. And if they've gotten their way down into the main trunk and the main limbs of the tree, you're probably going to have a hard time completely getting rid of them. But it can take a long time for borers like that to completely kill a big citrus tree. So I would evaluate how bad it is before I use systemic granules on an edible situation.
What would be a preventative way to keep borers from ever attacking, or is that just inevitable? If you've got it, they'll find it eventually.
Usually borers are there as an opportunistic situation. There's some kind of damage or dead wood or something, again, that they've entered in through, as opposed to just attacking a healthy tree.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you and the garden for another half hour.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.